I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kinda boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me wink, no, I've been on the brink. So tell me what you want to hear. We got this far. It's
Okay. All righty. Welcome back. Sorry about that. Trying to figure out everything here. If you're just joining us, you're joining G Day Misty on radio.dominican.edu. And we're going into our new segment called Movie News. And with the first thing we're going to cover is James Cameron. If he doesn't have enough money already, I mean, things to do, like working on his new theme park. Yes, that's right, folks. Avatar is coming to Florida. It will be the first themed land and will be built in Disney World Orlando. Construction is expected to start in 2013. So find your gas masks and your credit cards because it's going to be an expensive trip. Looks like there's only going to be a sequel to Thor, slated for release in July 26 on 2013. Captain America is going to be released in 2014. And Iron Man 3 is slated for May 3rd, 2013. So it looks like our superhero friends will be staying around a little longer. And since next month is October, who you're going to call? That's right, Ghostbusters. Yes, Ghostbusters will be released in theaters for a three-week event every Thursday of the month. You can go to the theater and see your favorite 80s camp with the best comedians around, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and Ivan Reitman. And let's see, Jackie Chan, who was always known for his lovable, fun martial arts film, has decided to take on a serious role. He is co-directing and producing his latest film, which he will star as a high-ranking officer, and a film about the Xinhua Revolution that led to the founding of the Republic of China. And looks like Universal has nothing else better to do but to remake of a good movie. And this movie is Scarface. Yes, say hello to your new little friend. Scarface is going to be Scarface is going to be produced by Martin Bergman, the veteran producer who made the 1983 remake. The project is in the early stages, but it is described as a sequel. But an outright remake of the Al Pacino starring movie of 1983. So, why do we need to remake a classic? Haven't we learned yet that this does not work for us? And let's see what else we have. For all you soap fans out there, if there are any of you left this week, it's the last week of ABC's All My Children. After nearly 42 years of scandalous affairs, fairy tale romances, and serial killers, the soap is closing down production for good. What will happen to Erica Kane? What will happen to Pine Valley? We will never know. We can just tune in and wonder if they will ever come back for us. And let's see what else we have. If you're just now joining us, you're joining us on The Scoop. My name is DJ Misty, and I am at radio.dominican.edu. And we have movies that are opening this weekend. It is Thursday, and of course, tomorrow is Friday. And we have three new movies opening. If you have a child and you want them to go see A Heartbreaking Tale of a Dolphin Who Lost His Tail, Dolphin Tale opens tomorrow, about a dolphin who gets a second chance at life. Also, Abduction, starring Taylor Lautner, of Twilight fame, trying to distance himself from a bad franchise of cheese and hype. Sorry to all you Twilight fans out there, but vampires are not supposed to walk during the day. And we also have Moneyball, starring Brad Pitt, as the general manager of the Oakland A's, trying to reinvent the game of baseball. And we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. Feels like I am floating. Leaves my body.
welcome back to The Scoop. You are joining me, DJ Misty, here on The Scoop every Thursday night from 7 to 8 at radio.dominican.edu. It is about 7:25, and we are going to head over to the news hour and see what's cooking on the outside world. And we have Stacey Guggard. She has filed suit with the U.S. government over what she accuses them of neglect, and she's got a point. Stacey Guggard filed a complaint against the federal government Thursday, seeking compensation for what she calls its failure to track the man who held her captive for 18 years. She's got a point. She's got a good lawsuit here. I think they're going down. The lawsuit was filed Thursday morning in the U.S. District Court for Northern California. This comes after the U.S. government rejected two requests for Guggard for private mediation in the case. According to the press release, Nancy Seltzer and N. Associates, a Los Angeles-based public relations firm that represents the long-time kidnapped victim. She has a good case, and I wish her all the best. She should not have been held that long when the guy was on probation and they were there. And let's see what else we have cooking here. And if you're joining us just now, you're joining DJ Misty here on The Scoop at radio.dominican.edu. And we are coming up until the half an hour. GOP rivals slam Obama on economy at a Florida debate. What else is new? No one seems to be able to get along in Washington. I don't even know why they're there. They don't seem to be doing anything. We have wife sues husband's brain. Wife sues after husband's brain is removed. Oh, here's a good one. The practices of a prestigious medical research institute that studies schizophrenia and bipolar disorder are on trial in Maine, where the organization collected at least 99 brains from organ donors. Wow. Anne Manzoga of York contends that Stanley Medical Research Institute and a man working on its behalf removed her late husband's entire brain without consent after he died of an aneurysm in 2000. She said she agreed to donate only a small tissue sample, but they took the whole brain instead. And Les, what else do we have to report here on radio.dominican.edu? Oh, I see. In debate, Davis execution offers little closure. After decades of litigation, the final legal ruling allowing the execution of Troy Davis was a one-sentence order from the United States Supreme Court, too terse that it could have fit neatly into a Twitter message with room to spare. Ooh, I guess he's not getting an appeal. But it's hardly the last word on the case or in the national debate over the death penalty. The death penalty. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But anyway, I digress. So basically, the Davis sentence and the outpouring of protests worldwide leaves it in the wake more than its share of questions, some that go beyond the facts of the case to encompass fundamental issues relating to capital punishment itself. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you're going to put someone on death row, you either follow through with what you're going to say or don't do it at all. So the death penalty is a tricky issue. So it's really sad to see people sitting there wondering if one day they're going to be killed. I think it would be better if they knew, okay, well, you know, you were sentenced, and now tomorrow we're going to execute you and it's over. I bet you crime would be down a lot more. And in our last topic of news, see Facebook, the cult I call it. Facebook gave its new friends a makeover Wednesday, with many users got angry. How dare the social network suddenly change so much after all? We all hoped you saved some of your rage because a lot more changes were announced at Facebook Developer Conference. CEO Mark Zuckerberg took the stage at F8 to give his keynote speech on Thursday in order to share what's new. And what's coming soon? For all you Facebook users, Facebook is now a way to present the story of your life. When someone looks at your timeline, he or she will be able to see summaries of the most important events of your personal history, instead of having to scroll through years of silly status updates. Why? That's all I have to say is why. Why does everyone's life need to be online like that? But it's not for me to say, and this is an entertainment show, so I'm going to let that go. And the time is 7:30, and we are going to take one more break and come back with TV news. So hold on to your hats, folks. Desperate Housewives is leaving the station, and we're going to miss the ladies of Wisteria Lane. So we are going to take a break and come right back.
So fucking bad by all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, yeah, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit, and damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. And what else?
A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare
for
when I'm a billionaire.
With the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 520 tins and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad,
so bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What else?
A different city every night.
Yeah.
I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Be a billionaire, so fucking bad.
Welcome back to The Scoop at radio.dominican.edu. And if you're just now joining us, you're joining me, DJ Misty, for The Scoop. All right. And TV news, if you love the series Beauty and the Beast, and I know some of you'd have, the CW has just announced that they will be doing a reboot of the show. Since everything comes in threes in Hollywood, one series cannot be done unless it's going to be done on another channel. ABC has also announced their version of Beauty and the Beast, based on the horribly gone wrong teen version called Beastly, a movie that came out and I don't think anyone saw. And if that wasn't enough, Emma Watson of Harry Potter fame will be in the big screen version, which is to be announced, and Guillermo del Toro is attached as a director. Yes, as I said before, this is the last season for the Ladies of Wisteria Lane. All of the mysteries that have been haunting us for over 9 seasons will finally be cleared up. Mary Alice's death, what happened to Gabby and her stepfather, little things like that. So tune in this Sunday for the season premiere of Desperate Housewives, and I will miss them, and I wonder what ABC will do with their prime 9 o'clock spot. Kiefer Sutherland is back on Fox. He's coming back in a new series called Touch. He will play a father of a 10-year-old boy who has a special ability. Now, can you say, I see dead people? So I'm thinking that, you know, there's really no original thought here. And other news, Katie Holmes will be making her guest appearance on How I Met Your Mother, playing the mysterious slutty pumpkin that Ted has been searching for every Halloween. Hopefully it will work out. After all the hype, it turned out that the X Factor wasn't bigger than Idol as the producers thought. The numbers were down, and even with Simon at the helm and Paula by his side, they just couldn't make it work. This is what happens when you spend too much time out of the limelight. People forget who you are. I smell cancellation in the air if the ratings do not pick back up. And let's see, if you're just now joining me, thank you for joining me on The Scoop. This is DJ Misty, and the time is 7:35, and I am here with all of your movie needs, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Meanwhile on Earth, I watch a movie screen, but in between, I look at the sky. Baby, when we hit top speed, 25 years fly by like a time machine. It's gonna be a lonely anniversary. Late at night, it cools down, I lie back and look around. The earth,
and after the solo episode,
Hello again, and welcome to The Scoop. Every Thursday night from 7 to 8, I'm your DJ, DJ Misty. And here we have, in music news, Lady Gaga wants bullying to become a hate crime. She wants it to become illegal to harass kids. She's basing this on a spurred death by Jeremy Rockmeyer. Lady Gaga is on a mission to make the bullying illegal, reports International Business Times. Buffalo teenager Jeremy suicide on Sunday. The 14-year-old who made the video It Gets Better, a PSA project, endured intense harassment about his sexuality by classmates at a Williamsville North High School. Lady Gaga wants this to be her mission, to make sure that everyone is treated equally in her eyes and in the eyes of their peers. So she wants to make bullying illegal. In other news, Beyoncé feels very empowered by her pregnancy. She may not be able to name a fragrance of her new, she might not be able to name her fragrance properly, but she feels empowered by her pregnancy. And let's see. And Texas drops special last meal for death row inmates. The hefty last meal ordered not eaten by executed Texan inmate brought the complaint from the state senator and the end of Thursday to practice special menus. It is extremely inappropriate to give a person sentenced to death such a privilege. One of the proprietors did not provide to the victim, which makes sense. The meal request also included a slab of peanut butter fudge with crushed peanuts, pizza, and 3 root beers. This is what the death row inmate had before he was executed. The senator, concerned regarding the practice of allowing death row inmates, offenders to choose their last meals, are valid. Executive Director and Department of Criminal Justice said in a statement released Thursday, effective immediately, no such accommodations will be made. They receive the same meal served to other offenders on the unit. In other news, new shows that have appeared this week, one called Whitney on NBC, is in the likely throes of being canceled. Viewership was down, and basically no one really knew who she was. So that is look like it's going to be canceled. New shows that are premiering tonight are Persons of Interest, which is from J.J. Abrams fame, and Michael Emerson of Lost, and Jim Caviezel of The Last Temptation of Christ. And also, we have Big Bang Theory that is coming back. We will now get to figure out what happened with the neighbor next door, and what's his, the name was right in my head. Anyway, that's gonna be on at 8. And the time is 8:45. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you for joining me, DJ Misty, on radio.dominican.edu.
Your cover's been uncovered on a massive scale. Don't panic, your blood tongue, we just pushed the button. A timeless concoction sold off in an auction. Preventive, preemptive, but a natural preeminence. Inventive, intentions in the face of all your evidence.
Welcome to The Scoop. It is 10 to 8 on Thursday, and I am your DJ, DJ Misty, and I'll be coming to you every Thursday night with The Scoop, all your entertainment tasty bits. Let's see what we have here. Lisa Kudrow is ending her first season of Web Therapy, which started out to be a 7-minute YouTube bit on YouTube, which actually was brought over to Showtime, turned into be a 20-minute series, a 28-minute series. She has now finished her first season of 12 episodes, 28 minutes long, and she's very excited. Showtime has signed her on to do a second season, so that should be starting next June, I believe. And Emily Deichel of Bones fame has just delivered her first child, a baby boy, with David Hornsby from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They have been married for quite some time now, and now they are having a baby. And that is great. Bones season 8, I believe, will be starting next Thursday at 8 o'clock on Channel 2, Fox. And once again, we have 10 minutes. And I am here. Sorry, my computer froze up. These things will happen, folks. It's my first show, so just bear with me. Anyway, as I was saying, here we are, 10 to 8. And we have now news that we must talk about. So let's see what we have here. David Letterman of David Letterman fame. He is in the news today because David Letterman always wanted to date Derek Jeter. Wow, that's something you don't hear every day. David Letterman was talking to Mika Kelly on the show last week. She is going to be in the new Charlie's Angels, which is produced by Drew Barrymore, which will appear, actually, which is premiering tonight on Channel 7. So tune in and check that out. An updated version of Charlie's Angels. And David Letterman said in an interview that he always wanted to date Derek Jeter. So I think his prayers may be answered soon. Anyway, it is now 10 to 8, and we are going to go to another break. But I promise when I come back, I will have one last really good, juicy, 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 juicy piece of gossip for you to end my show on a high note. So please enjoy the next selection of music, which is one of my favorite songs by Pink. And I think all girls can relate to it.
Check it out, going out on a late night. Looking tight, feeling nice, it's a cockfight. I can tell, I just know that it's going down tonight. At the door, we don't wait, cause we know them. At the bar, six shots, just beginning. That's when dickhead put his hands on me. But you see, I'm not here for your entertainment.
Yeah! shit, but you're going home alone, aren't you? 'Cause I'm not here for your entertainment.
Everyone, it is 5 to 8 on a Thursday, and I am DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu with the scoop, all your entertainment needs. And I apologize for tonight. It's my first show, so bear with me. And my last piece of gossip for you, actually I have two pieces. Arnold Schwarzenegger is writing a tell-all book about his time as governor, his life with Maria, and his, you know, film career, and his, I think, adultery. Maybe that'll be in there. He doesn't really say. But it's going to cover the span of his life. So hopefully he will not hold anything back. And also, Tyra Banks, who wrote a book called Model Land, is searching for a producer. She wants to make it into a movie. She feels that it's worthy to show people that modeling is not all that it cracks up to be. And we shouldn't think that models have everything, when in truth, they do not. Her words, not mine. And REM, after 30 years, are calling it quits. They will no longer be a band. After selling millions and millions of records, they have decided to go their separate ways. But I think in a year or so, or in 2 years, when they realize they need an actual add-on to that, you know, summer home of theirs, they'll do a reunion tour. That seems to be happening with everyone. It's the new thing. And let's see. Modern Family debuted last night to incredible ratings, where The Middle did not fare so well. So it looks like the days for The Middle are numbered. And the time is 8:57. And I want to thank you all for joining me, DJ Misty with The Scoop. I promise you, when you tune in next week, I will be even better. And thank you for joining me. And I'm going to play you out for one of my favorite songs. And have a wonderful evening. And once again, you're listening to DJ Misty and The Scoop at radio.dominican.edu.
Collided. pretty girls only.